Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Sunday, the 22nd of March 2026. Today's topic is Condition for a Glorious Inheritance. Our text is taken from Psalm 51, verse 1 to 10. Verse 32. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. Verse 35. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Key verse. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 35. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. The word glory is used to describe God in his beauty. His desire is for all his creatures to partake in his glory. Wilfrid's grandparents lived in a beautiful castle surrounded by colorful flowers by the riverside. After they grew old and died, Wilfrid inherited the beautiful house and the surrounding lands and gardens. This is a glorious earthly inheritance. We can only inherit or get what belonged to someone related or close to us. Two sets of people are mentioned in our key verse. The first one is called the wise, and the second is called the fool. All of them have something to inherit. The wise inherits glory, the fool is promoted to shame. No child is born wise and none is born a fool. What you are now depends on the choices you have made. Let us compare the words glory and shame. Glory is a state of high honor, beauty, radiance, and rejoicing, while shame is a state of dishonor, regret, pity, disgrace, and guilt. One thing about these two conditions is that they are always shared. That is, those who are your friends share in your glory or success. Similarly, your mistakes and misbehavior bring shame to your family and friends. Today, you have an important choice to make. Choose the path of glory, righteousness, and holy living, and you will be blessed by God and celebrated by those around you like Daniel and Esther. Prayer for today. Lord, nothing in my hands I bring. May your sacrifice on the cross pay the price for my sins. Further reading, 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12 to 16. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.